You will now hear text 2 for the first time.
This is 782 Summer FM and you are listening to Ray, your radio host. As the temperatures here in Australia begin to rise, the issue of whether or not you should protect yourself from the sun has become a hot topic. The human body needs sunlight in order to produce vitamin D, which has major benefits for your physical and mental health. Huge numbers of Australians are now suffering from vitamin D deficiency as a result of protecting themselves from dangerous ultraviolet or UV rays. Some experts think that vitamin D supplements shouldn't be taken, but I do take them and I can see the benefits. Today, I hope to sort the facts from the fiction in regard to being sun smart and our need for vitamin D. Australia has had some high-profile public awareness campaigns about the need to be sun smart. But what about promoting the need for vitamin D supplements? It seems the advice is constantly changing because new scientific discoveries about vitamin D requirements then seem to be contradicted by so-called experts. To update you on some of the latest findings, I'm speaking with one of Australia's most prominent skin experts and asking for her key messages on this issue. Dr. Barb Thompson, Senior Researcher at the Melbourne Institute of Medical Advancements, welcome to 782 Summer FM. How much sun exposure should we be getting?
Well, Ray, research shows that 3 times a week, about 35% of our body should be exposed to the sun. This means exposing our legs to above the knee, our arms to above the elbow, and our faces.
Is it true that exposure to the sun's UV radiation is the best source of vitamin D?
That's correct. Vitamin D is essential for bone and muscle health. Global health organisations, including the Australian Sun Exposure Clinic, now agree that a little daily unprotected sun exposure should be part of our general health routine.
But how much is a little?
In summer, when the UV index is 3 or above, most people can maintain adequate vitamin D levels by just spending a few minutes outdoors each day.
But many high-profile reports show that people should be taking a vitamin D supplement because we have a nationwide epidemic of vitamin D deficiency. Do you agree?
Well, it's true that Australians have become more careful to avoid the sun by covering up and using sunscreen. So they are getting less exposure to the sun. However, my team of experts at the Melbourne Institute of Medical Advancements believe there is little evidence that an Australian who goes about their daily life needs a vitamin D supplement.
This appears to contradict much of the research I have been reading lately.
Well, perhaps so. But humans have been living for thousands of years without taking vitamin D supplements and have survived. So why take a tablet if it is unnecessary?
Thank you for being our guest speaker today, Dr. Thompson, and for your interesting insights. You have given us a lot to think about.
You will now hear text 2 for the second time.
This is 782 Summer FM and you're listening to Ray, your radio host. As the temperatures here in Australia begin to rise, the issue of whether or not you should protect yourself from the sun has become a hot topic. The human body needs sunlight in order to produce vitamin D, which has major benefits for your physical and mental health. Huge numbers of Australians are now suffering from vitamin D deficiency as a result of protecting themselves from dangerous ultraviolet or UV rays. Some experts think that vitamin D supplements shouldn't be taken, but I do take them and I can see the benefits. Today, I hope to sort the facts from the fiction in regard to being sun smart and our need for vitamin D. Australia has had some high-profile public awareness campaigns about the need to be sun smart. But what about promoting the need for vitamin D supplements? It seems the advice is constantly changing because new scientific discoveries about vitamin D requirements then seem to be contradicted by so-called experts. To update you on some of the latest findings, I'm speaking with one of Australia's most prominent skin experts and asking for her key messages on this issue. Dr. Barb Thompson, senior researcher at the Melbourne Institute of Medical Advancements, welcome to 782 Summer FM. How much sun exposure should we be getting?
Well, Ray, research shows that 3 times a week, about 35% of our body should be exposed to the sun. This means exposing our legs to above the knee, our arms to above the elbow, and our faces.
Is it true that exposure to the sun's UV radiation is the best source of vitamin D?
That's correct. Vitamin D is essential for bone and muscle health. Global health organisations, including the Australian Sun Exposure Clinic, now agree that a little daily unprotected sun exposure should be part of our general health routine.
But how much is a little?
In summer, when the UV index is 3 or above, most people can maintain adequate vitamin D levels by just spending a few minutes outdoors each day.
But many high-profile reports show that people should be taking a vitamin D supplement because we have a nationwide epidemic of vitamin D deficiency. Do you agree?
Well, it's true that Australians have become more careful to avoid the sun by covering up and using sunscreen. So they are getting less exposure to the sun. However, my team of experts at the Melbourne Institute of Medical Advancements believe there is little evidence that an Australian who goes about their daily life needs a vitamin D supplement.
This appears to contradict much of the research I have been reading lately.
Well, perhaps so. But humans have been living for thousands of years without taking vitamin D supplements and have survived. So why take a tablet if it is unnecessary?
Thank you for being our guest speaker today, Dr. Thompson, and for your interesting insights. You have given us a lot to think about.
You now have 30 minutes in which to complete your answers. You may begin writing your answer to the question in section 2, written paper, if you wish to do so.